Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Averill and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Al Dark now playing shortstop. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman spins and fires to second, and Cepeda is picked off. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud bunts towards first. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreth scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Averill settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Averill. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Alou moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 0 in the game. Bressoud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Altman reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Landreth. Averill scores. Altman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hillman moves to second. Gordon Jones now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dark bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Hillman moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Art Schult now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and has Altman trapped. There's the throw to Spencer, who tags Altman for the out. Hillman moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Andre Rogers pinch runs for Dusty Rhodes. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Shultz moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Shultz moves to third. Thompson moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Bress suit applying the tag. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Eddie Bressoud. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Mays pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Mays moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to home to get Mays. Brandt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Willie Mays now playing center field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Daryl Spencer now playing short. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Averill settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Averill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreth scores. Mays moves to second. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.